In this episode of Podcast Tactics, you will discover the art and joy of podcasting. Today's guest learned about podcasts just 2 years ago, and since then, she's been hooked on podcasts, and she was driven to create her own powerful and inspiring show. Hello, I'm James. Welcome to another episode of Podcast Tactics. This is the show where you will learn how to podcast from other podcasters. In today's show, you will meet a joyful podcaster and learn how she has created a show that inspires and motivates. This episode is packed full of practical advice, so listen in for some valuable podcasting tips. And remember to join the mailing list at podcasttactics.com to get new episode notifications. Now, let's get into it. Joining me right now is Ling Ya from Kuala Lumpur, Selangor, Malaysia. Ling Ya, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right in. Tell me about your podcast. What's the name of it and what's it all about?
So my podcast is called So This Is My Why, and it's basically a podcast where I find inspiring people and ask them how they found their whys and turned them into realities. But I've kept it deliberately broad, so it's not just, say, artists or photographers. You've got VC founders, tech entrepreneurs, comedians. So it's a wide range of people from all over the world.
Yeah, let's start with that, because you have an interview format show, and I think you have something like, is it almost 60 episodes, 60 interviews so far? Am I remembering that accurately?
Well, I've actually got around 38 episodes.
Oh, 38. I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, so in either case, that's still quite a bit of interviews. And really, what I'm curious about is, you know, like you said, you have interviews with entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes. How did you get dialed into these people?
Well, when I first started, I really looked at my own network and I thought, oh, who are the interesting and inspiring people in my network? And from there, most of them, to be honest, I would say 80, 90% are people I just don't know and have no links with. I just basically looked them up. I love their story and I just send them a cold email or message on some kind of platform. And lucky me, they just respond.
I'm going to have to get your template. That's amazing. I mean, the caliber of people that you are speaking with on your episodes is, you know, it's impressive. You just basically ask.
Yeah, I just ask. And I think it helps when you already have a portfolio of guests who come on and they are also inspiring people. So I think once they see that, they want to be associated with those caliber of people. So you just build on that.
Let's dive a little deeper. I'm curious about kind of the origins of you starting a podcast such as this. Where does that come from?
So I wanted to start a podcast because honestly, I only discovered the existence of podcasts around 2 years ago. And I didn't even know, for instance, that there was such a thing as an Apple podcast app on my phone. And when the host would say, subscribe to my podcast, I would think, how on earth do you subscribe? But then once I figured all the basics out, I realized very, very quickly that I really loved it. And I felt that I learned so much from all these people I was listening to, because once you find someone you like, you know that they will produce something of quality of the kind of content you like. And so I got hooked onto it and I just thought, wow, this is an amazing medium. It's changed my life. It fits my lifestyle perfectly because I'm always traveling when I'm doing something like cooking, and you want something playing on the background that's more than just music. Mm-hmm. So I knew the medium was perfect for me, and I figured that it's a medium that lots of people will love. And I thought, what's something that I'm really struggling with? And I realized that at this point in time, it's like a mid-career crisis, I suppose. And you think, what on earth do I want to do? I really want to do what I'm doing. And I figured that, oh, I really want to ask people who really clearly love what they do, or have achieved quote-unquote success in life, and figure out how they built their lives to that point. Because you could have access to their LinkedIn profile, but it doesn't explain to you the reasons behind why they went from one job to the other. Or maybe was like a quote or a book that inspired them to do certain things. And that was the thing I really wanted to draw out.
So I caught something earlier where you said, I think you said something to the effect of that podcasting has changed your life. And I wanted to kind of circle back and have you flesh that out a little bit. In what ways has your podcast changed your life?
I think podcast has changed my life just because I'm aware that there is a world outside beyond the confines of where I operate. So I'm a lawyer. And for me, prior to podcast, I only know law and I only know lawyers who know lawyers. So it was a very niche bubble, if you will. And I just even crossed my mind that there was such a thing, for instance, as a creative economy, because there just wasn't anybody, at least in my circle, who was writing a blog or even going on social media and posting constantly. It just wasn't a thing. But once I found podcasts, and I found podcasts that were specifically on SEO or just on Pinterest, and that's when I realized, oh my gosh, there's an entire community of people who all know each other, who are really passionate, who might be doing it full time or even just a side project that might turn into something full. And for me, that was just inspiring. I just felt as though my eyes opened, and everything and everywhere I looked, it was just opportunities everywhere that I was somehow blind towards prior, but now I see.
Wow, that almost sounds magical.
It was magical, yes.
I mean, my mind is kind of blown a little bit still, because you said it's just been a couple of years since you've actually learned about the existence of podcasting, you know, and for you to, you know, kind of take that knowledge and go, oh, I want to do that. I think your podcast is actually less than a year old, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes. It's definitely around like 9-10 months, I think. Yeah, okay. Not that long.
Uh-huh. What was the context of you starting that? Was it just, I mean, I guess really the question was COVID the cause, or was it, you know, because a lot of people are saying, you know, like, well, you know, COVID, I had a lot of time, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, I knew I wanted to start a podcast by the end of 2019, but I kind of sat on it for half a year because there was this mental block of, oh my gosh, how do I get over the technical part, which is quite silly, really. And in that period of time, I had already decided that I was going to start, and I already reached out to people, and I had 15 people say yes, which is amazing because I didn't even have a name or a website, nothing to my name, but I already had all these people say yes, and I could see the months ticking by, and I was thinking, it's already been 2 months, 3 months since it said yes. They might forget I even asked. Uh-huh. And then I also knew I was going to launch it a little bit later because I had gone to hike to Everest Base Camp in March.
Oh, wow.
And so I knew that I was going to be gone for that long period, and I figured let's shove all that aside too much later. And who knew, while I was hiking up to Everest Base Camp, that the world went into a lockdown. So that meant that I was stuck overseas for 40 days. So
oh,
it was
my
like
goodness.
It was this epic thing. When I got back, I just thought, I've achieved this amazing thing. I've always wanted to do this podcast. And now is the perfect time, since I stuck at home, to just do it. So yes, you could say in part that COVID was a reason.
Right. I mean, COVID was the reason for you starting, but you know, you had conceived of the idea prior to that. So, I mean, not that it makes a difference, but you know, I mean, it's the context under which you actually undertook the, you know, the steps to, you know, go down the podcast journey did happen inside of the COVID era.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are a ton of things going through my brain right now. You know, you brought up your website, and I want to acknowledge you for putting together a website. I'm a web developer. I work as a project manager for a web development firm. And when I see podcasters who put together a website as beautiful as yours, as well-written and concise, and the presentation is just absolutely wonderful, it's worth noting because, you know, it really, to me, in my mind, it really helps, you know, your podcast, it helps your brand if that's what you're up to. But it also gives that kind of central place for you to say, hey, you know, if you want to find out more about me and my podcast, just go to my domain. You know, so really nice job with your website. It's beautiful.
Wow, thank you. It means a lot coming from someone like you.
Thanks. So I'm curious about how you're growing your podcast. Are you actively promoting it in any way? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I always create daily, now it's video snippets because I record Zoom, but with video as well. And I just insert it using Canva. And so it tends to be around less than a minute, or sometimes can be up to 2 minutes. And every day I release it. So I release on Sunday. And Sunday is that launch. And then Monday to Saturday, is just 6 different audio snippets, and I post it across all media platforms. So say Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And that's really just the main way of doing it. And I found a lot of people come back and say that that's really helpful, because even when they see the launch of the episode and they think, oh, that's really interesting, I really want to watch it, as time goes by, they forget about it and the fact that they want to watch it. So when they see me post that snippet, they are reminded of the fact that, hey, there's this episode, I am interested, I should check it out. So that's how I've been doing it mostly.
That is really cool. So I want to make sure that I am ingesting what you just said to me. Is it you're doing a daily, like, minute video across several social platforms for one episode, the episode that you released on Sunday? Is that accurate?
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay. Can you tell me what kind of... This is silly. I'm laughing as I'm going to ask you this. Can you tell me what kind of effort is it to put those videos together? I mean, that seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but I have this software called Descript, which is amazing and life transforming. So Descript is D-E-S-C-R-I-P-T. And it's a software that allows you to edit both audio and video. And what happens, you toss either your audio or video into the software, they automatically transcribe it for you, which is amazing. So what I do is I will toss in the video for the entire thing. I'll edit it. And you can, because you see, you can edit the transcript and you will automatically edit the video. So it's just like a 3-in-1 thing. And once I have that, all I have to do is just go back to that main body and look, what are the main things I want to draw, and create a separate, I suppose you could say, composition, as they call it in Descript. And from there, I just wrap it up in Canva and toss it out.
Man, you know, this is weird, because I had 4 interviews today, and well, maybe it's not so weird, but you're the second person today that talked about Descript. I mean, it's so, I'm like, man, you know, the first person, when they were telling me about it, I'm like, oh yeah, I got to do that. Cause you know, I'm doing all these interviews and I'm dreading the editing process.
Yes,
and
yes,
that makes it sound like it's so accessible. And so, I mean, I love the fact that it transcribes it. Like you said, it's a 3-in-1 kind of a thing. So that's really appealing. Yes. So anyway,
it is really appealing. I mean, yeah, I can't imagine any podcaster not using Descript. Mm. And the best thing, I think right now they offer 3 hours free. So you can try it out and see whether it works for you or not. And if it's not, it's fine. But otherwise, I feel that it's really affordable, and I just absolutely can't edit anything consistently without Descript. It would be horrible.
Well, I appreciate your frankness with that too. Yeah. Do you do, so with Descript, do you do like full episode edits, or is it just those 1-minute social snippets that you do?
Full episode. So I toss the entire video inside, and that's where I edit it. Because otherwise you'd be looking at sound waves, and it's just so hard to edit it. Whereas with Descript, I just look at the transcript. Mm-hmm. And if I want to, I can shift things around. Because they also have little things like you can find the filler words, like the ums and the ahs, and they can automatically identify all of it and remove it with one click.
Are you
which
kidding
is amazing.
Me?
What? No, I'm not kidding you. It's crazy. And you can go and do a search function for, say, the word like, and they will find everything for you. And if you want, you can remove all of it. It is just amazing.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah. I said this to the other person I was interviewing, and I'm going to say it to you. Sold. That's incredible. Okay. And I'm going to say what I said to you, the other person too. Let's not talk about Descript anymore. Let's talk about you and your podcast.
Sure thing.
Because you're just as amazing as that. Okay. So let me get my notes back together here. I'm sorry. I'm totally off script here.
No, it's great.
So we talked about
how the best conversations. The best conversations go off script.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We did talk about how you're growing your podcast. Excellent tips. Thank you so much for that. Well, let's talk about an episode discussion. I listened to the John Kim episode.
Yes, yes.
Oh, and by the way, let me back up, actually. I listened to your trailer first because I'm currently putting my trailer together right now, and I'm struggling. Yours, it was inspiring. It was very clean, very well put together. Any tips for, you know, a new podcaster or somebody who's embarking on podcasting for the trailer? What kind of advice could you give around that?
Oh my gosh, it feels like such a long time ago. I think keep it short and snappy, because I looked at other trailers as well, and they never went very long. It was 1 or 2 minutes. And I also know, so this is me, I always do my research, and I noticed from other people as well in trailers, what really left an impact for me was because I already done several recordings of other guests, and that's because of the format I do, I could insert it in and give a real flavor, because it's, that's the reason why I did podcasts in the first place. You want to hear the story from the person themselves. It just sounds so different. It's a different flavor. And so that was very deliberate of me to make sure I included those voices in with mine. And I just went and I just found free music. So you can find them. I think I found them. YouTube offers some free music, and you can just, there's such a wide range.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is just cobble something together and make sure the music doesn't drown out the voice, and it'll be fine.
Yeah. I got to say, you know, when I heard your trailer and when you rolled those example snippets from your interviews, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to reshoot my, my podcast trailer. Cause you know, I have some in the can, and I was like, that's such a great idea to you know, lay those in there. So yeah, I'm going to have to put the release of my trailer off for at least another day or two, but thank you for that inspiration, because it was a stroke of genius for sure.
I think the best part about trailers is that it's easy for you to take it out and just replace it again. So it don't let that be the thing that holds you back.
Okay. Honestly. Okay. Well, that's thank you for that. Yeah. Because I try to go, I mean, I don't try, I go down these rabbit holes of like, it has to be right, you know?
And, yeah.
I got to let go of that. I do want to say that the interview with John Kim was amazing. He's, you know, got a great story. I mean, obviously, yes. Right. You know, from end to end, he's a great storyteller.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all of your interviews, I'm, you know, assuming or imagining that it's on that level of, you know, this person who's up to big things in the world, truly inspiring. It made me want to go back in your catalog and just start from the beginning. So, I mean, fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. What was your favorite part about it? What was your favorite part with John Kim?
With John, I really, you know, when he, early on, he was talking about when he was growing up and all the this sounds horrible. I hope he doesn't hear this.
No, it's okay. I mean, he's very open about it.
I really related to him when he was telling his story about growing up, because that was my story, right? You know, I mean, I'm Asian Pacific Islander. I got into trouble. Yeah. So anyway, this is not an interview about me, but that... you know, that
it
was
gives
something
context.
Yeah, well, I that's what drew me into the episode. And, you know, I was like really curious about like, okay, you know, like this guy clearly, you know, excelled in his life. Right. And he's continuing to excel. Like, and he started from like where I did, like, what can I borrow from him? Right. What can I model? Yes. So there you go.
Well, he got into hedge fund because of Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
And that's the thing, right? Like, I feel like, you know, at least for that episode, you know, like I got that. But, you know, I feel like with your podcast, that's what you're really exploring, right? That creation of the possibility and stepping into that possibility.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell me how, I'm sorry if I asked this question before, I can't remember if I did or not, but how do you go about getting your guests? No, you did ask that. You did answer that already. Let me ask you this, though. How do you prepare for your interviews?
Oh, so I really, really, really prepare, because I'm a lawyer by training. And I figured that, you know what? What is the thing that I really love about podcasts? I always think about what attracts me. And I realized that what I really love is not those who riff off. I mean, I appreciate people who love those kind of riffing off without preparing. But I really, really appreciate people who just take the time to really understand the guests that are coming, such that when the guests do come, they really get to go and dive really, really deep into their lives. And so given that, and also because I love research and I love talking to people, those are my two favorite things. I hate editing, but the first two I love. So I knew every time I get a guest on, I'm going to research them to the point where I feel like I know their lives as well as I do, if not better. And that is like the base level. Absolute basic level. So if you've written something, I will have read it. If you've done an interview, I will have listened to everything and made notes. And from there, I built on it, because I feel that not only does it give value to people who are listening, I also learn a lot. I mean, a lot of things I learn never makes it into the interview because it's just too long. My notes can be 20 pages long. There is no way it will make it into the interview itself. And there is the other side, which is that I feel that if my guests are going to give, and my guests tend to average around an hour and a half to even 3 hours interviews.
Wow.
If they're going to give so much of their lifetime to me, and the fact that they're sharing their personal story, I really need to honor that and be respectful of their story. And you can't be respectful by just sitting down and going, so tell me about your life. And I've not clearly not made any effort. And I found that so many guests, even people who have been interviewed for decades, they will every now and then say, oh, you really did your research. And you can see the joy in them, the gladness. And I know it's just something that for some reason people are not doing enough, but I know that I really want to, and is definitely appreciates it.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I totally get what you're saying with that, you know, kind of honoring their presence and, you know, just being respectful of their time as well, especially if you're spending that much time with them.
Yes.
But, you know, I will say that with, you know, with John, that really, you know, shone through. Like it was, that, you know, like it was clear. If you said you riffed, if you said you were, you know, making it up as you go along and it was totally conversational, I would have just, you know, hung up on, you know, I'm just kidding. I would have been surprised, you know, because I mean, it was a very, very, you know, deep dive, I think is a really good analogy for how you interview John. And I'm sure you do that with all of your guests as well. So
yeah,
amazing.
I really do feel that it's on me as an interviewer to do that, because I mean, it's that person's story, but it doesn't mean they remember every story that happened to them.
Yeah.
So all I need to do is just act as the trigger and go, remember that thing or that person? And then they'll go, oh yeah, that's their thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's where the gem comes. Yes.
Yes. That's well said. That is where the gems come in. So what is one piece of advice that you would give a new podcaster or somebody who's interested in starting a podcast?
I think, and this is something I heard recently, I can't remember where, it's really the fact that you should do podcasts because you love it. And the reason why I say this is because a lot of people are jumping onto platforms like, say, Clubhouse because everyone's doing Clubhouse, or to TikTok because everyone's doing TikTok. Oh, I remember I heard this in a Clubhouse room, and it was a bunch of creators as well. One was a very famous professor TikToker with over 3 million followers. And he's basically saying that a lot of people come to me because I make very popular TikToks, and they ask, how do I do it? How can you give me advice on how I do my TikToks? And he gives the advice, and he says, I can instantly tell that they're doing it just because everyone's on that platform as opposed to a love for TikTok. And I feel that that really does apply as well to podcasts, not in the sense that I can sense that you don't love it as much, but it's just that it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so the whole point of this is you can't launch it and expect it to explode from day one, or even after a year or two or three. It might never explode. But the thing that keeps you going is the fact that you just love what you're doing. And I think that that's what's keeping me going, because trust me, the editing is horrible. And I know I've said it so many times, but if you don't love podcasting, this editing will get to you and you will stop. And that's the thing, right? If you look at the numbers, most of the podcasts out there, I think around 70-80%, so over a million podcasts, they haven't been updated in months or years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Most of them never go beyond 10 episodes. Now we have around 1.7 million podcasts. So that's a huge, huge number. So
yeah,
there is definitely potential to grow and stand out. But the question is this the medium that you really, really want? So, because there's so many mediums and opportunities out there. So for me, it's really just, you gotta love the medium. That, at least that's for me. That's what's keeping me going.
Sure. Yeah. I love that. Oh, there's an
Descript.
Yeah. What is it that you want people to get out of your podcast? Why should they listen to your show?
I think I want people to feel inspired, because I definitely do feel inspired. And I find that talking to these people, I see so many opportunities where I didn't see any opportunity before. And the fact that most of these people are so inspiring. There's this one guy who runs a $3 billion deep tech VC fund. And you also have people who are Hollywood actresses who acted in Crazy Rich Asians. I mean, these people, you look at them and you think, oh my gosh, amazing success. How do you get that? And they feel so beyond anything that I can achieve. And then you figure, you listen to your story and you realize, They had no idea what they were doing with their lives, and they still don't. And so there is that for me anyway, there's this level of comfort of knowing that it's okay that I feel lost. Uh-huh. And it's, but the thing is that they kept going where others would have stopped. They had this one specific interest that no one else might have had, or maybe people even laugh at them for, but they didn't care. They just did it anyway. And you can see the way that they slowly build the different blocks of their life to reach the point where they are at. Mm. So they can take on a job that they are uniquely suited for that didn't exist 20 years before. But because they still kept doing it, they are the only ones who can do it. So for me, I just wanted people to be inspired and to realize that if you have an interest, just follow it, just do it. You have no idea where we're going with it. You have no idea. I mean, with the creator economy or the passion economy, doors really are opening. People are really looking to tap into that and to support you. So now is the best time to just explore and just hear how other people have done it, so you could potentially do it in your own lives.
If you had to pick out one episode that you've recorded so far for somebody to listen to, which one would it be?
No! No! I think it's really hard for me to answer this question because of the variety of guests I've had.
Yeah.
So every time someone asks me that question, I will always ask in return, what is your interest? Because that really does dictate what you want to do. So for instance, if you are in the VC tech world, then obviously John Kim would be perfect because he's a VC guy, and VC guys tend to have very interesting episodes. So John Kim is perfect. The other guy is Dr. Finian Tan. If you want to say an entrepreneur, then Cesar Kuriyama. He's got a crazy story. Crazy, crazy, because he managed to launch his app by speaking first on TED. It went viral. Then he started a Kickstarter. We went viral. He sent one tweet to John Favreau, who is the director of The Mandalorian, etc. That one tweet got his app into a Hollywood movie. So he's got like the craziest story for a tech entrepreneur. So it really depends on who you want to be inspired by.
Wow. Yeah. That was a very elegant way of skirting that question and saying giving four different answers to it. No, I'm just kidding. Well said. So if you had a time machine and you were able to go like 2 years into the future, what would your podcast look like?
I would love it to be going along the same lines and obviously having lots of inspiring people. And one of the things that I really want to do more of is to expand the definition of inspiring, because I think it's very common for people to look at it and go, inspiring people are those who say have exited unicorn companies or done something amazing that you always see all the time. And what I'm trying to do is to bring other people who might not quite fall into that category and also say that these are inspiring people. So one of it, as an example, would be Joey Yap. And she's actually the mother of another guest, who was then a 10-year-old CEO. She was 10 years old, now she's 15 years old. So youngest CEO in the world. And I wanted Joey's story because she's a full-time mom. And that is such and she loves being a mom. And so I could contrast that whole Hillary's going and doing this amazing thing. And at the age of 15 years old, it's been 5 years since she's run her SaaS company. Whereas there's mom who used to be in the Hong Kong police force. And then she gives a very different variety of, while Hillary is doing this, she was intensely bullied. And the whole process of bringing Hillary out, homeschooling her, and also being a mom looking after her two little kids who are running their own businesses at such a young age. And I want to bring more mothers out, more stay-at-home dads as well. You know, people who are saying that this is my season. This is where I should be staying at home and dedicating my life to my kids. And I find that so inspiring, and people don't share that enough, if you will. So I would really love to bring more of those stories out and put them alongside all these $3 billion VC tech funds, so like people, the likes of John Kim, and just say, these are all inspiring people, look at them in the same light.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. I am on board with that. Yeah, that is beautiful. So Lin Yao, before we wrap things up, I do have one more question for you. What is best experience that has happened to you as a result of your podcast?
Oh, what is the best experience? That's so interesting. I think it was last year, the end of the year, I was very privileged to be invited to give a virtual keynote to a bunch of very, I would say, very ambitious young ladies in East Malaysia, which is off the coast of, I mean, in Borneo. And these are kids who are 13, 14, who are saying, I'm going to Harvard. And so they're very ambitious and they really want to network and really get to know other inspiring people. And just to have that ability to come on stage and just share with them the kind of things, takeaways that I have had just running this podcast and telling them, it's amazing that you're ambitious. And look, there are other amazing, ambitious people out there, like 15-year-old Hillary Yip. And look at them to be inspired. And I feel that that for me was the most unexpected but most inspiring thing, to be able to talk to these young people in a way that I wish someone had talked to me and say, you know what, you don't have to. In fact, most people will probably not be following the traditional path, or rather you can follow the traditional path, but you have many other paths you can run on at the same time, because that's what this era is giving us. Yeah.
I lied. I have one more question for you that just popped into my head.
No, go for it.
Have you found your why?
No.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for, it's okay. I think it's okay because most people haven't found their why yet.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give the traditional, I'm in a different season, your why changes all the time. But I mean, I feel that while I can't say definitively I found my why, I definitely love doing what I do. And that amazes me as well, that every day, the first thing I think of and the last thing I think of is doing this podcast and who on earth can I talk to next? And having that love for it, that excitement, it hasn't died down yet. So I think you could say I've sort of found my why, but I don't want to also, I also want to give a caveat to myself to get out jail free card like a lawyer. It's like, yeah, I have, but let me just put in a but just in case.
Good answer. So Leah, tell us where people can learn more about you and your podcast.
Yeah, so my podcast is called So This Is My Why. You can find it on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And there is a website, as you mentioned earlier, it's called SoThisIsMyWhy.com. And so everything that you want is there.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. I'm hoping that we can stay in touch,
yes,
maybe catch up down the road, you know, like 6 months, maybe do a follow-up, yes, interview if you're open to that, if you have the time.
Yeah, of course, I would love to. I really enjoyed this interview with you, James. You are an amazing, amazing interviewer.
Oh, thank you so much. The name of the show is So This Is My Why. Lingya, thank you so much again for an amazing conversation, an amazing podcast. I wish the best of success for you and your show in the future.
Thank you. And I wish the best for you as well.
Thank you. Don't hang up. Thanks again to Lingya. Check the show notes for links to the So This Is My Why website and to connect with Lingya on social media. Please leave a review on podchaser.com and let me know what you got out of this episode. Check the show notes for this and feel free to make suggestions for what I can do to make this show even better for you. And remember to subscribe and follow Podcast Tactics to learn even more about podcasting in future episodes. Thank you.